Welcome to this service of celebration on Easter Sunday, 4th of April, 2021. Christ has risen. Your response is, Christ has risen indeed. I'm Irun Kim, the minister of LPUC. Remember on Good Friday, we reflected on why Jesus suffered. Good Friday is a day to remember and reflect on the price that was paid by Jesus. There is nothing we can add to it. Jesus suffered and died on that first Good Friday. He did it all for our salvation. However, on the first day of Easter, the crucified Jesus conquered the death, has risen from the dead, and shows up to people. So this morning, we are going to reflect on what God is saying to us through the Easter story. I hope you may enjoy and take something from the service this morning. And let us watch an Easter video.
Okay, we need some really great ideas for Easter this year. Go! Me first. We do an Easter egg hunt, but to make it more challenging, we use tripwires.
Tripwires? Hey, what about this? Dollar bills in every Easter egg.
Hello! How about this? $10 bills in every Easter egg, huh?
What's my name? Alexander Hamilton!
Hey, we're not going to give away our shot.
Speaking of shot, I know a guy who knows a guy whose neighbor owns a cannon. We shoot the Easter bunny out of the cannon into a giant inflatable Easter basket! Okay, pastor preaches his entire sermon while suspended in mid-air.
We pay the movie trailer guy to read the liturgy.
We rent a dunk tank that doubles as a baptismal.
Lay AstroTurf over our entire parking lot.
Everybody loves AstroTurf.
Wire ropes that glow in the dark.
Confetti cannons instead of amen.
A laser show totally in pastel.
Hey, y'all have any trash?
No trash.
Just a treasure trove of great ideas.
This is going to be the biggest Easter yet!
What's bigger than Jesus raised from the dead?
I am so sorry. We've wasted your time.
And I thought gnomes were the grumpy ones.
Yes, Easter is not about Easter bunny or Easter chocolate, not about any extra performance or program, but Easter is about celebrating the risen Christ. So are you ready? Ready to celebrate Easter? As we celebrate the Resurrection Sunday, I want you to have a responsive line in the message I'm going to tell you now. Here is how it goes. When I say Jesus won or Jesus alive and raise my hands like this, I want you to respond we won or we are alive at the same time, raise your hands. Okay, let's try it. Jesus won. We won. Jesus was alive. We are alive. Do you got it? So, okay, let us start. When Jesus won, you won. When Jesus defeated death, he defeated it for you. Now, here is the good news for the day. When Jesus was alive, we are alive. When Jesus rose from the dead, we won an even bigger victory. Jesus won. We won. That's right. We who are not going to be born for nearly 2,000 years won. We are the beneficiaries of what Jesus' victory brought. An end to sin's domination and a beginning of new life in Christ. Jesus won. We won. Our life in Christ will have no end. Jesus said, I am the one who raises the dead to life. All who believe in me, even though they die, yet they will live. Jesus won. We won. Well done, guys. Now, thank you for your participation. Have you had a fun, responsive interaction? Hopefully you have. And now let us begin our worship in prayer. Let us pray. Lord, we praise you this Easter, the day of resurrection. We celebrate that Jesus has been raised to life again. We come to you on this Easter day to rejoice with you that Jesus Christ is alive. This is a day of celebration and thanksgiving. We celebrate that the tomb of Jesus is empty and that your life, your love is filling our hearts. We celebrate that Jesus is Lord and nothing can stop him making all things new. Lord, we are filled with a great joy because of Jesus who died on the cross that we might be free. We are filled with a great joy because of Jesus. He is alive and has won the victory. He is now the source of hope, source of comfort and source of forgiveness and source of peace for everyone. May the joy of Easter Day give us courage to face whatever comes in the days and years ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us praise God by singing an Easter hymn, Christ the Lord is risen today.
Good morning. My name's Graham, and I am going to read the scripture this morning, and it's taken from John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him. So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not recognize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the words of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Natalie. Easter time brings a lot of beautiful memories. You see, I grew up in Lebanon, and when we celebrate Easter, it is on springtime. After a cold winter and dark long days, spring arrives and brings with it Easter. There's always this hope that spring brings the beautiful sunny days with it, and the flowers will come out with the beautiful different colorful colors. Our tradition around Easter is we make very yummy special sweets, and we only make it and eat it at Easter time. And here in Australia also, we see so much hot cross buns and different type of chocolate, egg, and bunnies in the supermarket, so we know that Easter is coming soon. When I was a kid, even now I'm an adult, I love to go on Easter hunt. You see, and one of my favorite parts for me was opening an egg. I love surprises, and you never knew what's going to be inside the egg. It might be a candy, or a chocolate toy, or eggs, or even a money. Let's open one and see what's the egg in it. Well, I have a chocolate inside. Well, that's so yummy. You see, I love these all these surprises. And this is, you know, that we, as much as we like these surprises, the great Easter surprise came over 2,000 years ago when Jesus was born. He came down from heaven to become a human being, and he lived a perfect life so he can die on the cross to pay the price for our sins. Jesus loved us so much that he wanted for us to be friends with God. Okay, let's pretend I'm going to put this on my hand. This is my hand. And let's pretend this is me. God loves me. And in this egg, let's pretend that's all my sins. Every time I had a bad attitude, bad things I did, I lied. Every time I did something wrong, you see, this all represents in this inside the egg. God loves me, but He hates my sins. So what happened is, this is, let's say, this is Jesus. Jesus never sinned. He lived a perfect life. So when Jesus died on the cross, He took all my sins. So He took all these eggs to make me right with God. But the story didn't end here. This is the rest of the story. When Jesus died, His friend took Him to the tomb. I'm going to pretend that this egg is the tomb. So the first day that Jesus was still in the tomb. On the second day, Jesus was still in the tomb. But on the third day, it's empty. Jesus, something amazing happened. The tomb is empty. Jesus is no longer there. You know why? Because Jesus came alive. The angels told the ladies, He's not here. He has risen. You see, the great Easter surprise is that Jesus is alive. The story of Easter is not a fairy tale. It really happened. Jesus showed Himself to many of His disciples, and He told them, I'm going to be with you always. And that makes me happy, that as I know that Jesus is with me wherever I go. I can't see Him physically, but I can see Him in everything I do. He provides my need and watch over me and protects me. I have a real relationship with Jesus, which fills me with joy. He is the hope to everyone who believes in Him, the hope of a better life. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. I hope this Easter that you can experience the great Easter surprise. Jesus is alive, and you may share this hope with somebody. God bless. Happy Easter.
Who saw the risen Jesus first on the first day of Easter. We know that a woman called Mary. Mary was the first person who encountered with the risen Christ on the first day of Easter. What was the first word Jesus said to her? It was, woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for? Often we forget the first sound heard on that first Easter Sunday was the sound of crying. It was Mary Magdalene's weeping. We forget it because we focus so much on the joy and celebration of the day, on the bright flowers and joyful music. We often overlook the fact that this was the sound which greeted the first Easter stone in Jerusalem. The story of the first day of Easter starts in John chapter 20, verse 1. Mary, went to the tomb early in the day while it was still dark. Why? Because she wanted to finish dressing the body of Jesus. On her way to the tomb, she had wondered how she would roll away the enormous stone which sealed the tomb. When she got there, she was relieved to see that she no longer had that problem to worry about. But her relief quickly turned to the horror when she discovered that the body was gone, the tomb was empty. So what did she do? She ran to the disciples. And two disciples, Peter and the other disciples, she just loved, John, came to the tomb. After Peter and John had been to the tomb, Mary was still there, crying, devastated and broken-hearted. Woman, why are you crying? It was the first question from angels and also the first word from the risen Christ. Why was she crying there? Perhaps she cried in order to nurture her grief, to make herself recall the bitter events of the last few days. We all do that sometimes, don't we? And sometimes this isn't all bad. Sometimes we need the pain and memory to cut through the numbness. There are times when our tears can begin the healing. Perhaps this is what Mary was doing. Perhaps she cried as she forced herself to recall every detail of Jesus' trial and execution. She remembered the betrayal at Gethsemane, the soldiers dragging Jesus through the day, and all through the city to Herod's palace, and then to Pilate's court, the mockery and cruel whipping he received from merciless soldiers who seemed to treat it as sport. She remembered how the disciples abandoned Jesus, and she groaned even more deeply as she thought to herself how hard it must have been for Jesus to watch his friends deny him and run away. She remembered the raw hatred in the crowd, the way they spat upon him and cheered his pain. Most of all, she recalled his hanging on the cross in helpless agony. She remembered the nails, the blood from his side, the cruel crown of thorns in his head. She probably thought she would never forget that dreadful sight and wondered if she would ever be able to remember Jesus as he looked when he lived. And now she thought, his enemies weren't even satisfied to let him rest in death. They had to come and take his body as a final indignity. Mary may have been sobbing in the garden. Why was Mary crying at the tomb? Maybe she was crying tears of regret and self-blame, rebuking herself for not doing more than she did. If only I had stayed by the tomb, she might have thought to herself, they wouldn't have been able to steal his body. If only I had asked my brothers to stay here with me and guard the tomb, they wouldn't have been able to steal his body. Jesus did so much for me. He saved my life. He redeemed me, restored my soul. Why couldn't I have done just this one little thing for him? We do this all the time, don't we? With the losses and sorrows of our lives, we take all the guilt upon ourselves as if we are to blame in every instance for being less than perfect. If only I had done such and such with my child, he wouldn't have turned out like he did. If only I had seen the signs of trouble sooner, I might have been able to warn so-and-so about her problem before it was too late. Whether we are right or wrong about such circumstances, we often try to make sense of tragedies and disappointments in life by holding ourselves totally responsible for them. Maybe This was also part of Mary's mourning and crying in the garden on that first Easter Sunday. Why was Mary crying at the tomb? Whether consciously or not, Mary may also have been crying for the world, even as she cried for herself and Jesus. Maybe she sensed that the light of the world had gone out on Calvary's hill, the light which could have guided people and nations on the path of peace. What did happen now? She may have wondered as she looked to the future with fear and worry. Where will the healing come from, the enlightenment, the spirit of power and truth, which is so lacking in the world? Why was Mary crying at the tomb? For all these reasons and more, Mary stayed there crying, the sound of her crying, steadying the stillness of Easter's sunrise. Then, she turned around and saw a man. Have you ever had the experience of thinking you were being watched and then turn around to see someone there? That's what happened to Mary. She felt her presence and looked behind her and saw a man standing there whom she presumed to be the gardener. The man spoke, "Mary." Rabboni, which means teacher, suddenly her bottomless grief turned to the heightening joy as wonder gave way to certainty. Suddenly her tears of sadness became shout of joy. Suddenly everything was changed and nothing would ever be the same again, nor for her and nor for the world. He was alive. Miraculously, and unbelievably, the same man whose in a cold body she had come to dress with the funeral oils was standing there before her, alive and well, and calling her name. Wonder of wonders to Mary, and wonder of wonders to us as well. Christ, the Lord, is risen today. Mary was blessed to be present at the moment of creation. The moment of new creation, when the kingdom of death was ended and the kingdom of eternal life was begun. But we are no less blessed today. We are no less blessed than Mary, even after all these years, because the resurrection can be as present to us as it was to Mary. It is a matter of belief, a matter of faith, and it makes all the difference in the world. When you believe in your heart and soul that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, you have a profound sense of inner peace and joy, a sense of triumph in life, which no one and nothing can take away. When you believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, you have a peacefulness and inner strength, which gives you the long view of things, a long view which stretches all the way to eternity. Perhaps it can be explained what it means by comparing the way we live to the way we read a novel. Most people start on page one and continue to on the end and without having a clue as to where they are headed. But in leading with an Easter faith, it is as if we have read the final chapter first and then gone back to read the rest of the book. Therefore, as we read the story, we experience joys and sorrows. We are frightened and amused. We even shed a tear or two. But because we have read the final chapter, we already know how the book turns out. We already know that in the end, we will all live happily after. So even the tears we shed in the middle of the book aren't quite so bitter or hopeless as they surely would have been otherwise. This is what Easter has done for us. And what a difference this makes in life. What a difference it makes is to bring to our present problems the perspective of eternity. Woman, why are you crying? Why do you act as if all hope is gone? Look up and see that they have not taken your Lord away. He is standing there before you alive. It is not just that. Jesus was raised from a long ago grave that met us this morning. What matters more is that Jesus is still alive even now. Remember, when Mary first went to the tomb, she couldn't find Jesus. She looked for him in vain because she was looking for a dead man. So, it is with us. If we look for a dead Christ, the one who lived 2,000 years ago in Israel, we might admire him and learn something from him. We might be fascinated and inspired by him, but we won't experience the risen Christ, who lives with us today, who saves and sustains us. This is the Jesus who stands before us in the garden and calls our name. This is the Jesus to whom we may turn and shout for joy. Know today that Jesus lives. Know that the past is no longer a burden, the future is now a promise. The sorrow is overthrown, replaced by the kingdom of joy. Because Jesus lives, we can surely face tomorrow, no matter what may come our way today. All fear is gone. And yes, life is worth the living just because Jesus lives. Like Mary so long ago, we discover on this Easter morning how inexpressible sorrow gives way to indescribable joy. And suddenly, there is no need for crying anymore. Why? Because Christ has risen. Christ has risen indeed. Amen. Let us sing another song. Worthy is the Lamb.
My name is Kevin, and today I'll be bringing you our prayer for others. Dear God, as we acknowledge and celebrate the glorious resurrection of your Son Jesus Christ this Sunday, we confidently bring our prayers to you, knowing that through you and in you, all things are possible. We thank you for the love, mercy, grace, and way to salvation that you have shown us through the death and resurrection of Jesus. Praise be your name. We thank you for the many blessings we each receive daily as we continue to be impacted by the effects of climate change, natural disasters, the pandemic, economic upheaval, and social, racial, and political tensions. We pray that you will calm and open the hearts and minds of people to put aside self and to follow Jesus' teaching to love one another. Dear God, please continue to protect the doctors, nurses, frontline workers, and those behind the scenes who are working tirelessly to protect the community from the pandemic, and please give wisdom and strength to those in authority to make the right decisions that protect and benefit all people. Dear God, please continue to protect the Army, SES, Fire and Rescue, and local government officers, and the many volunteers who are also working tirelessly to help the many communities affected by the recent widespread flooding. Please comfort those that had suffered loss at this time. We continue to bring before you and hold in prayer those members of our church who are suffering from or recovering from illness, facing medical procedures, are feeling isolated or lonely, or being anxious about the current situations. We ask that you touch them with the Holy Spirit to provide your comfort and strength, especially in their time of need. We particularly pray for healing for Richard as he recovers from successful surgery, and for comfort for the family of Julie Taylor, a member of our church for many years, who passed away recently. We also pray that you will bless 17-month-old Elizabeth with healing as she undergoes treatment for leukemia, and provide strength and comfort to her mother Sharon as she looks after Elizabeth in Ronald McDonald House at John Hunter Hospital, Newcastle. We thank you for the blessing that special religious education has continued to be able to be taught at Peakhurst High School. With the resignation of Stephen Bell, we ask that you bless him in his new calling to serve you as he moves closer to his family. We ask that you will pave the way for and empower the new Scripture Board SRE teacher, Warren Hinton, so that he can continue to work to touch the minds and hearts of the students and other teachers when he starts in Term 2. We also ask that you protect the members of your church who may be holidaying at home or travelling over Easter and school holiday period. We ask that you keep them safe and free from the pandemic, and that they may be blessed and refreshed. We pray all of these prayers through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
This is a blessing. We thank you, O God, for the new life and the new hope you have given us through the life, the death, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Watch over us. Make us the people you want us to be now and always. Amen. This is the end of today's online service. Thank you for your participation. Hope you have a very blessed Easter and very happy Easter. And see you next week.
I got no worries, got no woes. Feeling happy, that's me.